Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! Good. Yeah, I like that rapping.
No presents from Sean,
Brad, or me.
Not.
Happy birthday.
Sorry.
Happy birthday. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Hey, oh, Brad.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, happy birthday, Gary, Sean, Brad.
Happy birthday, Gary, Mark, Sean. But wait.
Oh, what happened?
There's no Sean here.
I touched your leg. Way too early in the podcast.
Hey, let's greet our...
I'm so nervous.
Sean, this is a huge deal.
This is big.
Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to our friend.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Friend in real life.
Friend of real life. Fan of the show.
Fan of the show.
I'd say.
Number one listener.
I think our, yeah.
Number one listener who's not a comic.
Yes, that matters.
Should we mention that right out of the gate?
Let's mention Lee Pendarvis.
Lee. Ooh, can we say your last name?
Happy birthday, Gary.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
I'm very nervous. Yep. Very, very nervous.
Yeah.
You're nervous. You're fine.
I'm here with two superstars.
Yeah. To the mic right
near your mouth.
Like that that way.
This is
unidirectional.
We had a little contest. It was win a guest spot.
Yeah, we ran that for 16 weeks.
Out of all the winners, you were the most winningest.
Yeah. 4,000 word essay.
Yes.
Of why you should
no
be a
punctuation. And I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. When I see the When I see the joy on a
delight in my eyes.
I have things I want to get into with Lee.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Lee, famously.
Yes.
He was new to Twitter. Didn't know how it worked.
Yeah.
Didn't realize people who are famous may actually be reading his tweets.
Mm-hmm.
He irritated Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, no.
The PFT.
I did.
Did you? What
happened? Set it up. Set it up. Tell us what happened.
I just joined Twitter, joined the phenomenon. Right. So... I tweeted Jesse Perry.
Jesse's terrific.
He is terrific.
Oh, by the way, Jesse is terrific is a fantastic podcast.
It's good.
Funny.
Can we not talk
fucking
about
funny.
It yet?
No, we'll get to that. We'll go ahead, Lee.
So basically what happened was Paul F. Tompkins tweeted something. I tweeted to Jesse, and I guess I linked them with the ads. I didn't know what I was doing.
I think you added Paul F. Tompkins.
I don't think I meant to do that.
No, it was a total accident.
Yeah, but
very irresponsible.
So I was probably adding comics to get funny tweets from comics and that kind of thing, like right away. And he was probably one of them. And I said something about his looks. I wish I could remember.
No,
exactly
yeah, I remember what it was. Because he was
basically
in...
called him ugly. I think.
Oh, no.
Because he
like
was.
The,
in,
I'm not mean like that. I don't know why I did. I was trying to be funny to Jesse, I guess. And
he was in There Will Be Blood.
Uh-huh.
He was.
And then you tweeted something about him, even like they didn't have to use a lot of makeup on him or something like that in the movie to make him look like a oil hand or something pretty.
Right.
And he replied to Jesse, nice friends.
and then he blocked me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, did
blocked
he?
Blocked by PFT.
Yeah. So my first day on Twitter, I was blocked.
First day on
by,
Twitter, you're blocked.
Blocked by,
his...
Paul F. Tompkins. What a story. Paul F. Tompkins has the Pod F. Tomcast. That's another great. Every store should have
Lee
at least.
Lee blocks that from his iTunes, so he does not listen.
You don't listen to it? Well, I was talking to our friend of the show, Emily Volman, yesterday.
Yes.
We had lunch. She took Sean and I to dinner.
Well, how come I didn't get
I'm
taken
nice.
Anywhere?
Well,
I'm nice.
You ask yourself that question.
Everybody likes me sometimes.
And she was... I guess she's friends with. Well, of course, she's friends with Jen Kirkman because she.
Well, yeah,
did that
she,
show.
Yeah, she's good friends and Matt Belknap. She went to college with.
Yeah, and who does? Is that? Yeah, this guy does.
So
never
not
funny.
Yeah,
right. Anyway, she's,
which is probably the best podcast out there.
It's really.
Can
great.
We be honest?
How many podcasts are we going to plug in this thing?
Just
Corporate Juggernaut, guys. Check
no,
it out.
delete, hate them.
I think the best podcast is the guy that, who was just at Zany's.
Happy
Mark
birthday,
Maron.
What the fuck with Mark Maron?
Oh, I thought you were saying.
Oh yeah,
because.
Yeah,
Mark
the guy I was
Anunsen
just
at Zany's.
And we have a great podcast.
Yeah.
So one time
Mark Anunsen was headlining last night at Zany's, and this is a podcast that's great and you're on it. So
awesome.
That's way better than whoever this Mark Maron guy is that I've never even heard of.
Anyway.
New to the comedy scene.
He heckled me. He razzed me up in the
Look
crowd.
At you.
So I, you know.
Oh
fuck,
yeah, he,
fuck
he busted your chops. Yeah, and you told him you were a what the fucker.
Yeah. Were you there?
Nah.
No, but I got my finger on the pulse.
NashvilleStandUp.com, I mentioned that, right?
Me and Brad have a microphone hidden at table 27, and we just we don't go to any shows. We sit in here in this room and just listen to what it goes on.
I just like to keep tabs on what Chad Ryden is doing. Ryden was mentioned on What the Fuck podcast.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he's tweeting it, and we mention him every week.
Yeah, exactly.
And we say how great he is.
Well, I said, everybody's like, Chad's going to be on What the Fuck. He's been hanging out with Mary and all. And yeah. So I listened to it. I didn't hear no Chad on it. And so I said something on the forum. I was like, Chad, is Chad on this thing or what? And then he's a cock about it. And he's like, well,
jerk.
Why don't you just listen to the puck? Yeah, you know? And I'm like, I fucking did. I thought you were going to be like a guest on the fucking thing.
Instead,
sorry, I thought you were fucking successful.
Thought you meant something. You mattered. Turns out you're just a dude.
We get him on the podcast. Yeah, he's been on this podcast.
Well, that was one of my favorite episodes. I like Chad.
He could actually end our career too, because
we just need him to remember.
He hosts our podcast, so
he's our producer.
He's our not really a producer.
I think it sounds better.
He's like the head of the studio. You know, okay. He's like he makes a decision whether we're on or not.
Well, let's be honest. Everybody's got a podcast. And everybody's a comic that we know, except for Lee Sedarvis.
Well, Lee's talking about doing comedy, but I don't think he should do it.
No, I don't think he should do it. Let me explain to you.
All you guys say that.
Let me explain to you how I see this. There was a when they redid Fantastic Four.
Which time?
Ultimate region. In the 90s? Ultimate. Yeah. And there was one series where everyone on Earth had superpowers. Except for Ben Grimm. He's one normal guy, and everybody else because of the Super Skrulls.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
And
so Ben Grimm is the thing.
Right? He was no longer he was just a regular human being. And I kind of see that's how Lee is. You know, like Lee's
he's untainted.
He's the one citizen, right?
Right.
And everybody's constantly trying to save him. Fucking his life's going all crazy around him, but he's just a normal guy. And actually, no, there's a better version. There was in DuckTales had one where there was a planet.
I remember this.
Where there was a planet and everybody had superpowers except for the one citizen. And he got sick of always meteors always hitting the Earth, always some shit. And eventually he ended up stealing all the superpowers from everybody else and became super duper.
And so he became Swamp Thing?
He wasn't that powerful, but he was pretty good. And in the series...
I like when you wear your rubber bands.
You like that? Can you hear me as well?
Somehow.
Because Super Skrulls drain powers from super beings around them. That's why they gave everyone on Earth powers, and they couldn't drain powers from Ben Grimm, so he could end up beating them because he didn't have any powers to steal.
Oh,
so Lee is actually the most powerful of all of us.
Don't take him out now, honey. I like him like this.
He doesn't succumb. I'm taking him out of the rubber bands. Listen.
In the comic book world, though. In the real world, you guys hold all the power. These fantastic local comics, everyone adores.
Well, no, that's not true at all. But
you're gonna go from being.
I have actually a legitimate reason why he shouldn't do it instead of what this DuckTales. Well, I was watching a cartoon in 1993.
Let me tell
and I
you
knew
what.
I remembered this because I knew I'd have to use it in 18 years.
Well, you know, fine. How do you want to tell him how to live his life?
Well, to be honest with you, that was a good analogy.
That's all it was. I didn't think you'd...
I think we should use DuckTales more in our life.
So
it's often overlooked.
It may have been Darkwing Duck.
Actually, I don't know the difference. Isn't that a
spinoff of DuckTales and the same kind of thing?
There was some overlap because Gizmo Duck from DuckTales was on Darkwing Duck with...
Was this all Daffy Duck spinoff or something like that? Or no, not Daffy. Donald Duck.
It was all...
Like Donald Duck's kids?
Oddly enough, no. DuckTales had Scrooge McDuck from Mickey's
Donald.
Christmas Carol.
Okay.
Who was just made up for a Christmas thing. Then he's like... It's like if the Grinch had a show every week or something.
That'd be
weird.
That'd be like if
Scrooge McDuck, who was Scottish and just so fucking.
They've actually got a new web show with the DuckTales, or actually it's just Scrooge. It's actually just a webcam so you can see when he swims
when
in
he's
the money.
Swimming his money.
Just
his launch pad.
Like
the quack in there.
It's just his money vat you just set there, but it's pretty exciting when you see him.
That'd be a good screen.
That'd be like if Miss Garrett from Different Strokes got her own spinoff.
Yeah,
that's what that would be like.
It's weird. Anyway, why do you think he shouldn't do it?
All right, I've known Lee for years.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Coming to comedy shows. Not like personally. Gotten to know him more the last couple years, but
yeah.
I've known of Lee coming to shows
sure.
for years.
He's an enthusiast.
He's an enthusiast. He loves stand-up. He's a fan of stand-up. And a couple things will happen.
You'll stop liking
stand-up. You'll stop liking stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love Friday nights. You know, Susan would fall asleep, and I'd put on Comedy Central, mm-hmm. and I'd watch, like, four Comedy Central presents in a row.
Yep. I used to have books and books of comedy CDs, and I would listen to them more than music.
I don't care about stand-up.
Because
what will
happen is...
Happened to Perry, too, Jesse. Perry, like, if I talk to him about stand-up at all, I was like, I haven't seen that. Sorry, you know, I don't watch it anymore. So.
Yeah, well, because...
I do like some of it, but I can't watch... Yeah. Even people who are really good, I don't watch a lot of it. It's like
you don't appreciate it the same way because you can kind of see things that they're doing. You know what I mean? Like once you kind of learn some of the basics of stand up, it changes the way you look at it.
And you're sitting there going, well, that shouldn't have got that big a laugh. Or they had to edit that. Or
you're like, oh, that sounds like whatever thing.
Why are they laughing at his setup? Oh, that's why is he doing that? That premise has been around 20 years. Why is that his closer?
Right. Like when you're in a band, every song you hear on the radio, you think my band's better than this. Why the fuck is this on the radio? It's like,
somehow... when I was in a band, I it didn't matter. I'd still go see other shows that it wasn't a part of, but it's hard for me to go see a show that I have nothing to do with.
You learn the inside secrets, which obviously you learn from the members only section, the comics only section of Nashville Stand.
But you're in
that.
You're in that.
I'm in the Coyote group.
The what?
I would.
Now we gotta kill. Now we gotta kill a coyote.
That's a code name for. Wait, that's a different.
No one's ever said coyote out loud.
Oh, wow.
No, you really shouldn't do stand-up. You really screwed
up. Yeah, see? What a mess. I sense much fear in this one. I don't. too old. Too old he is.
But also...
Just so everyone knew I was doing Yoda, I had to really drive that fucking home. I better make two references. They didn't get the Launchpad McQuack joke 20 minutes ago. Look, just don't do it, because you'll be unhappy. Or, you know, do what you want, but don't do it.
Yeah, do it. Just because I like for your life to be a little bit ruined. But like if you've been a fan of comedy a long time, you go to a lot of shows, like you feel like there's a difference between sitting in the audience and being on stage talking.
Really
it's really not that big of a... Like you may have it built up to this thing in your mind.
No, there is as far as you're enjoying it, though. I think you're...
Oh, yeah, you won't enjoy shows
as
much.
I don't know.
Because you're thinking about your material, you're thinking about that.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
But it's... There's no really great payoff to being a
no, but the thing is that, well, I guess on the one hand, it's just it's selfish because Lee is funnier than a lot of the comics.
Yes.
I know.
He is. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. There's something about just processing you, making sausage out of you that's going to just, you know.
Yeah. When I envision doing it too, I don't want to go through the stages that it would take for somebody to actually be good. You got to practice at it. You got to do it and do it.
Yeah, but
in my mind, it's like I'm smart enough and I'm sort of funny enough to like come up with this material to be great right away. But you can't do that, and that's the whole thing. Is I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm not in it. I like it. I sort of come around, but I'm not in it like the guys who want to do it all the fucking
time. You have done it though before, right?
No, I've never been on stage. No.
Oh wow.
Maybe try it. He was talking about maybe Springwater.
Hmm.
Oh, when I write shit, I write it, and I'm like, I don't fucking like this. I don't like this.
I like just having someone who's a fan, and that's all they
are. I try to have more friends who aren't comics these days.
Yeah. Most of my friends are comics.
Yeah.
Or you know, yeah, or somewhere in the scene. Oh, boy, we made a new friend.
Me and you?
Yeah. Emily's husband. He came out to the show last night. Mark Volman.
Yeah, of the Turtles.
Came to the show last night to see his lovely wife.
I know this Emily sort of peripherally from...
She was on the show last night.
She was on the show last night. The lady in the green dress.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to him for a good 20 minutes before the show.
Yeah, he's such a sweet guy. Like, after the show, he was like trying to like come up with ideas to promote the show. Were you there when he was like...
I saw you talking to him, but I was talking to a bunch of other people, so I didn't talk to him again.
I mean, and he listen to him when he's telling you something about...
He's in the biz.
About being... successful.
He after the show he came up to me and he said, "You are so funny, very funny, worst piano player I've ever seen."
he said and this is
but it was I took it as a great compliment. No, it wasn't a slam against me at all. It was like really I appreciated what he told me.
He did sort of the same thing to me where he is a sweet guy and it's gonna sound like I'm saying he was a dick. He wasn't a dick, but he was like, it was fun watching you struggle against this
oh, yeah.
thing, which there was some of that. But he then like made a comparison of like, he's like, I did this show with this guy and he's a comic and he was really neurotic and he's done this stuff. And that man grew up to be Richard Lewis. I was like, oh yeah. Wow. Oh, you know?
He had love great stories. Oh, actually.
Yeah, he's full of
fun. So what does this guy do?
He's a musician.
He teaches at Belmont now. He's yeah. like a professor.
And he tours. He still plays shows and stuff around the country. But I was talking to Emily at Zany's, not this time, but the time before. And
she's got a festival in the works, so there's going to be a comedy.
She was talking about the Unknown Comic because his headshot was there.
Right, right.
And she had mentioned that her husband, you know, Mark, had written jokes for him. So I brought that
you
up.
You told me that.
I brought that up when we were sitting at Zany's, and man, as soon as I mentioned that I knew who the Unknown Comic was and told him I watched someone make me laugh as a kid, he just started telling stories. And I just sat there and just, I ate
nice
him up,
guy.
Man.
He's a personable guy.
Great
story.
Well,
and that's the thing, is like, if you like, are a musician to him, he's going to look at you that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but he thinks you're a comedian.
But right? And I told him before the show, I said, look, my keyboard's up there. I don't like.
I would hate to play music in front of I felt, a turtle.
But you know, and I do those Music City comedy shows too, and you don't know who's in the audience, and like half the audience is a better musician than you.
Oh yeah.
So
last time I did that, and I didn't even play anything. Were you at the last one, Lee?
No, I heard you were at that though. You were at the music.
I was on it. I was on the show, and I played bass, guitar, but I took a guitar up and just made a joke out of the fact that I couldn't play it, but I don't think I could do that over and over again.
I saw Damien do that at an 06 open mic.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
He did it a couple times. He did it at
where he would
I think
just hold
the end
guitar?
Or something. Yeah, he never like even played it. Even though Damien can play the guitar, he did a few sets.
You
kind of strum it and then tell his jokes and your the anticipation.
Like,
of,
and he never hits the string. Like, he'll like he. It was really funny because he like
sort of tune it.
Get to, and they go, oh guys,
right
guys,
right.
I used to be able to do a good Damien. Guys, you ever, guys?
Almost a Matt Conte. Oh, man, I haven't seen Damien in so long.
I have to hear his voice to do it.
Damien,
I miss that guy. I miss Damien.
Is so great. I love him.
He's the best.
You remember Damien, right, Lee?
I was the one that mentioned him.
Oh, man. I don't know if you met Damien and I, Lee, but.
You may not know who he is.
It's sort of like on Gummy Bears. Remember that show? He was like.
Let's make a show about candy. All right. How about mounds? No.
How about gummy bears?
Yeah.
It must be medieval somehow. I did watch the fuck out of gummy bears.
I know
bears,
you did.
So.
I know you did.
Damien. I can't wait. Can't wait to meet the guy.
So
you'd like him. You'd like him.
So I got dumped by the Korean girl. Did I tell you about the Korean
girl? No, but that's probably for the best.
She dumped me.
She's
She
didn't take your shoes off in her house?
No. She's like if you talked to her on the phone, you would not know she was Korean. And one of those
thank
Korean,
God,
she's like
that.
An Asian girl who like will make jokes about how Asians can't drive and stuff like that. So
I don't like her. I don't care for her.
She's a hack.
She doesn't like
she's
me.
But didn't you already have like five girlfriends anyway? Or is she the one you settled on? Last week you had five girlfriends.
Yeah, no.
Seven?
But I was going out with this girl and I was trying to kick it up a notch.
She was going
to
be the one you kicked it up a notch.
I liked it. I wanted to date her.
Do you want to ask her back out now on this public forum? Maybe win her love? Maybe this
you
is
don't
this,
seem
this
too
this
hard,
could be
darling.
Your, this could be your John Cusack with the stereo.
If I played, David Bowie's China Girl, would that count? Would that be close enough?
No. Turning Japanese, you should play.
Well, and that's the good news, isn't?
There's no
she
song.
Dumped me, but now I can at least go miso horny and do all that stuff that I was kind of holding back, which I don't even think
that,
she would have cared
that
if
was
I
Vietnamese.
Did miso.
There's no good Korean slam, is there?
There's got to be something in MASH. That was Korean War, right? Or the Korean conflict or whatever they called it.
Yeah.
MASH?
But
I don't know.
What about DuckTales?
Yeah, very offensive.
Okay. Huey, Stewie, and Louie.
And Gook
Dewey.
Duck.
General Chow's. Oh, something just went out.
Yeah, I pulled the. There you go.
There you go. Are we
that
better?
Sounds better, huh? That sounds good.
So, guys, Sean Parrott is not here.
Yeah,
tonight he's out doing other stuff. But
we won't get into exactly what he's doing. But to pick that over this, big mistake.
He picked something else over
I've got his stuff over there I'm selling on eBay for him, and he can't show me any kind of respect or
He
dignity.
Doesn't even care about the podcast or what we're doing.
I care more about Happy Birthday, Gary, than...
Yes.
Well, you know what? You may not be a comedian, but you may be a full-time third party.
Yeah, you could always be a PJ, podcast jockey. You can always pee my pajamas and I can wear you all night.
Your opening song, Nobody Cares, Sean.
Yeah, Sean is that nobody. Not that Sean's a nobody.
I want to kill Sean.
Sean just turned 30
That's
years
amazing
young.
That's amazing to me.
Whoa. Sean is 30.
Because I think I've known him since he was like 23 or 24 or something like that,
well,
right?
Well, I don't know.
24?
I think 30 is a big deal. When he turned 30, I was really broke, so I didn't get him anything or do anything. This weekend, this Saturday...
Yeah, everybody listen.
By the time this is...
This won't even be up. His
by the time this
passed.
Is aired, it'll be over, so we don't have to feel bad about people
so
not getting
one more to upload before this, right?
Yeah. Everybody, make sure you...
Wait, I just ruined everything. His birthday and the fact that we've...
He doesn't know.
We don't record him
People, I think, know
live.
That we record two at a time and then post them up. We're only recording one today.
Yeah, we can't have a special guest two in a row.
We don't. We never have the same special guest twice.
No, ever.
That's as close as we ever get to having guests on the show.
Yeah, don't ruin... This is your one shot. It's like an Eminem song.
Yeah. Don't not talk.
Good thing I have Mom Spaghetti on my shirt right now.
He did it, man. Look at that.
He knows. He
he's
knows
quick
what
on his feet.
About.
He's on his feet. He's always M&M's thinking. M&M's,
they're like the gummy bears. So he...
I love those M&M cartoons.
Well, they do have in the commercials.
Well, they're not cartoons. Let's actually...
computer generated.
Yeah. It's a CGI.
I'm going to spit water on your microphone. So... we'll see how this goes. By the time this is aired, it may not go as well as we're planning. We're going to have a pizza party at the new Five Points Pizzas.
There's a pizza place in East
they
Nashville?
They just opened a pizza place in East Nashville right next to...
Five Points Pizzas.
5 Points near where they're building.
If you're going to Blue Fig Saturday, don't go there. Go to Five Point
don't
Pizzas.
Ever go to Blue Fig again. And go to Five... Well, I don't know. We should get 5 Points to sponsor us.
What's Blue Fig?
Blue Fig is dead to us, is what it is.
Is that Blue Fig was our restaurant you shilled for? Then
yeah,
and we never got anything
sponsored.
We never got anything out of
them. They never gave us anything.
They never gave me anything. I never got any food.
You never went down there with us.
I never knew you were going down there.
Was this Orlando's? Was that?
Mm-hmm. It was Tony. Tony's. Yeah, Orlando. Tony.
Yeah,
Orlando.
It was the Coyote section.
Man, you're pulling the curtain back. This is
dude,
so like
this is why you have a whole different
what's going on. Right
you have
now.
A you have a whole you get to see bonus footage on the DVD, but like the characters on the DVD don't get to see that
right,
bonus
yeah.
footage. Do you get that?
You know, in the DuckTales cartoons, the Doofus Duck has no idea he's a cartoon. He thinks he's a real person.
He doesn't know
that there's a bunch of adults Spraz age watching reruns of him on
right.
On CSN.
What about Goop Duck? I just wanted to say Goop Duck.
I'm trying to keep my slurs right. Gook is Korean, right?
Gook?
You'll never be able to say anything funnier to me in this
is
podcast.
Is a Gook a Korean?
Goop Duck.
I think it is. I think
I thought a Zipperhead was a Korean.
I'm going to go to a Korean restaurant and order some Gook Duck soup.
When Full Metal Jacket, that was Vietnam War, and those were Zipperheads.
Yeah. And then
Wops?
Like,
what's a Wop?
That's a Jew, right?
A Wop?
Italian.
Without papers. That's Italian.
Yeah, it's Italian.
What's a nip?
Chinese. Japanese.
Japanese
is a nip.
Well, what's a Chinese? A chink? I don't know why she dumped me.
I did.
Because I had this whole conversation with her.
I took diversity. Did you really?
No.
Oh.
No. I was like, so what are you?
What are you, some kind of a faggot?
What are you? You suck cock, don't you?
You're not whore enough for me. Maybe send you from an Asian whole country.
I think what disqualified me for her was
everything about you.
Her love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, you missed an opportunity.
And I offered my opinions on that.
That was your first mistake. You couldn't fake being
Do not be honest. You know, that's weird.
You fake being interested in women.
It's weird how
I thought gooks were Buddhists.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, well, I just naturally assumed.
Actually,
you worship mud or something.
Actually,
Gook Duck was Buddhist on the DuckTales show.
I believe
Buddhist.
South Korea, Christianity is the number
gookie,
one.
Gookie, gookie,
gookie. Gookie, gookie, gookie. You want a gookie snack? It's a kimchi biscuit.
It's a fish head. Oh, honey, listen, if you're listening to this, I don't know how you ever would. But I'm just kidding.
The largest church in the world is located in South Korea.
You still call her honey. She dumped you.
I call them all honey. I call them all baby.
That way you never have to learn their name.
No, but that's a good point.
You don't feel like you have to come up with you can't call one the same you call the other.
Everybody has their own special nickname for me, but baby is something I call guys. Baby,
yeah,
baby,
me too.
Baby. You know,
baby. They're like hipster, like hey, baby.
I call everyone buddy and everyone baby. I tend to call girls baby, and like you know, like Telly Savalas. You know, I'm a modern day Telly Savalas.
Do you have a Diners Club card?
I do have a red lollipop. What the fuck?
Diners Club.
Do you remember any of those Diners Club commercials?
Or was it Carte Blanche? Which one did he do? No, he did Diners Club.
As a member of Diners Club, for $499 a year, this is what you're going to get.
Telly Savalas.
You're going to get discounts at Red Lobster.
Who loves you, baby?
Yeah, sure, you've been out to dinner before with a party of eight. You had to pay. Put it on your Diners Club card. Reap the rewards. Why not get a free creme brulee with your purchase? We'll mail you discount tickets to Carvel Ice Cream. Get a Cookie Puss for free.
You did dissolve into Cookie Puss.
Remember Cookie Puss?
I remember Cookie Puss.
Remember the Beastie Boys song, Cookie Puss?
Yes! Yes!
That's what made them the Beastie Boys. It's on an album called Some Old Bullshit. Mm.
Yes! Yes!
Which is horrible, except...
And they did like a prank call. Or talk to Cookie Puss.
He is like, my manager. He'll help you.
Those were unreleased Beastie Boys recordings. Right?
It's weird because they do like... You'd hear like these protoform versions of like Eggman and stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we all know.
But that is what's... That Cookie Puss song, they got in the studio, started messing around with drum machines and stuff like that. And they're like, whoa, we could...
Yeah, we should do this instead of... Well, they're also all brilliant musicians.
I think they became brilliant musicians over the years. I think
one of them has throat cancer. Does he not?
Yeah, I think so. But
Beastie Boy has throat cancer.
Yes.
Which Beastie Boy?
I don't remember.
And Mike Diamond and Rock, MC Light.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think he's okay. Though.
It is one of them.
I don't give a shit if MC Light has throat cancer, but the Beastie Boy that concerns me.
No, I think it was a while ago. I think it's.
Well, they had to cancel a tour because of it.
Can I ask you a question about your home? Listening to Happy Birthday, Gary.
Oh, yeah. Are you impressed by
the studio? Do you approve or no?
Yeah.
The studio we're recording in is so fabulous.
I don't. There's not a Silver Spoons-esque train running through your house, and I imagine that, and now I'm so disappointed.
Well, we put that up for company. Yeah, we don't want the company riding that.
It's a Silver Spoon subway. You can't see it.
I just want you to tell me you put it up.
Yeah, we put it up.
Because people were tripping over it, but you have it, right?
Oh, yeah, we have it.
Let me tell you something else about Mark Annunson. He was a headliner at Zany's last night. Did a great job.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for coming. I always love it.
Hey, can you say for the first time you were on the website? Your
on the front page. I've been on the website before. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the front page next to Titus.
With those horrible orange fucking photographs that somebody talked to you. Sorry.
Yeah.
They were free. Like,
God damn, those are fucking bad.
Sorry. I like them.
I like
some are better. I mean, yours is okay, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks for.
I do a thing. I do a joke about crystals. So I take a orange picture with a crystal in my mouth.
Oh. That's a Ben Bergman slam.
I like Ben. He's
no, you
Chicago
don't.
Dame, but fuck that
meat
picture.
Ben Bergman used to do this joke where at some point he sings Misty or something. What's that?
Look at me.
No, not Misty. Close to you. Next to you. What's the
just
song?
Just like you.
Yeah.
Just they like long to be close to you.
And he would sing it, but he didn't know the words to it.
Like, I've been there. I can relate to that. Are you saying that's a bad thing?
The thing I love about Mark's music sets when he's playing music is like at least five times in the night he'll be like, I wish I knew how to play that song.
I'm going to learn like five songs.
You need to learn.
Next time I'm going to come out, I'm going to learn like five songs and play them.
Yeah, have like a salt and pepper joke, and you play like
mess it up every time.
You play it wrong. And he was like playing Queen last night.
Yeah,
that's so bad.
It's
so bad that it's
funny.
Good.
Yeah,
you were telling me though that when you first did the improv songs, you were really feeling it, but you sort of lost the edge.
Yeah,
and I was watching Rocky III the other night, and you need to get the fucking eye of the tiger.
I was watching Rocky III too.
Not three, two.
Rocky III as well.
Bump, bump, scramp, bump.
You want another beating? Should never come back.
Bump.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, Rocky III.
You know,
Telly
Savalas sounds a lot like Mickey.
I do one impression. Everybody gets the same.
Speaking of Mark Annunson, there's a new Berserk compact disc? Is that true? Is that available on the...
It's on iTunes right now.
Is it on iTunes?
Go to iTunes and type in Berserk.
Paperbag Radio, whatever.
Paperbag Radio.
Did the girl who won the CD last night, did she take her... Did she accept her...
No, she left.
They did.
Jeez.
I beelined it to her and she left.
They snuck out the back. I saw them when I went to the car.
Like, I could hear her boyfriend laughing the whole time. I don't know what he was laughing at. It seemed like he was laughing not along with punchlines, but he was having a good time, so hey.
Yeah, did you see that guy with a beard with that hot girl? He was like a goofball.
Yeah.
I think beards are kind of in. You got a beard.
No, he had a beard like a Wiley beard. Like, he's been camping. He hadn't done shit about it.
My ex-girlfriend was like, I'm into beards. She wanted me to grow a beard, so I kind of just had a half a beard while I could be lazy with shaving.
Yeah.
I think she liked the how the hairs are growing too far up the cheeks. You don't really.
Yeah.
No. I don't
trim
like
it kind of beard. No, I think some girls like that. Like these.
I get under the neck here, and I get on the cheeks here.
Yeah, my wife likes when I have like an 8 or 9 day beard, but not anything more than that.
No, women love that Harrison Ford couple of days of scruff. Yeah. Love
Clooney.
It.
Clooney action.
Mm-hmm.
Except it kind of rips their face apart, and they complain about that. But well,
yeah, or their thighs.
Or their smaller back.
I don't sisters. Do that. Me and rappers, we don't do that.
You don't do that? You don't face the diggity?
I'm actually lying. But have you ever listened to a lot of rap music? A lot of rappers brag about not engaging in that behavior.
Apparently like it. All of them.
Well, it's like a man thing. I don't eat the pussy, yo. I don't do it.
Well, yeah, but they're talking about black rappers. Girls. Of course they don't really. Yeah. It's a mess.
I like it. I like it.
Well, no, they're rich black guys, so they're probably talking about white girls, right?
I don't know.
Oh, there was a black guy and a white girl last night.
Yeah.
I'd love to watch them have sexual intercourse.
I know you would.
They were sitting behind me. It was blacks on blondes.
It was black on blonde. That's the right thing. Joke. I love it.
She came. She wanted a CD. gave my last one away.
Oh.
So I...
You should have been like, maybe if you started dating the right color people.
Maybe if you were with a white guy, you wouldn't have come late to ask me for a CD. And she was really nice, though. I mean,
No, they were sweet.
I talked to her. She was really nice. She was excited. She was like, hey, I want to listen to your music and comedy, and I think it's great. I
can't quit smelling my hands.
Oh, really?
From your soap downstairs.
Oh, that's good soap.
Your
isn't
wife
it?
Is a fucking genius.
Let's be honest.
Uh huh.
I pick out the soap.
What?
She takes me to bed. Mother. Not Bed Bath. What's the one in the mall? Cool Springs Mall, first floor. Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works.
And she goes, okay.
I knew there was a bath. One of the words was in both of them.
Yeah. She says, pick out the ones you want. We get like
Let's
seven.
Let's get back to you guys' racism.
Bath and Body Works?
What, you don't like
and
Bath and Body Works?
And Beyond? It's sort of like Panera Bread Company and
Atlanta's
Bread
gone.
Company.
Atlanta's gone.
There's no more Atlanta.
I think they all went out
You guys
of business.
Had Renard on. You didn't say a single racist word.
No, we did.
Oh, we did. Half the podcast.
Podcast.
Something happened and it didn't export. We only had half of it.
When we...
We did the Which sure. is Better, Cosby versus Seinfeld.
If you listen to it, the first half is us and Renard. The second half is Sean.
Yeah. But we really recorded with Renard.
We did the whole thing. And it did get really racist because some of them were like...
It was Seinfeld versus Cosby and then...
Actually, it was more racist with Renard because it's safe to do him when there's like, you know...
Right. And he has some funny stuff. I wish...
Oh, and he's fine.
It was great. And
he's fine with racism.
He knows we're kidding.
And he
came to the show last night to support.
Yeah. What a guy.
I
love
Renard.
I
think sometimes listening to you guys is like watching those old Looney Tunes cartoons on YouTube that you can't believe.
Oh, yeah.
They were there. I'm just kidding. You guys know I'm kidding you, right?
We're not.
I mean, we joke about it, but I don't think any of us on the show have a racist bone in our body.
No, we all love all people. We
it's fun.
That's
to joke
why
about
it's
it,
funny
though.
Yeah. Is because
my entire
it's so stupid. You know,
completely racist.
Yeah.
No, we. That's completely. Why you eat us up. You love us.
We don't have one entire racist bone. We have all our bones are racist. They're either all in or all out.
We have. We wish we were black, so we would have an extra racist tendon in our leg. We would have quick twitch racist.
I wish I was black so my racism had a twinge of sickle cell to it.
I wish I was black so I could also be racist against white people. But as it stands.
But you know, if you watch enough movies like The Help, you'll realize that we deserve all the racism they heap upon us.
Really?
We do. We deserve it.
I didn't do nothing to nobody.
Well,
I mean, it's racist to say white people are racist.
I think I want black people to not like me because I'm white because I deserve it.
I want them to not like white me because guilt. Of what I do to them personally, which is going to be a lot. And it's going to involve my dick. Yeah. You know what I envy? Speaking of which, no. I envy animals, guys.
I don't.
Let me explain. I envy animals because I feel like I've been thinking about this. Our words, our language, it separates us from our lives. Do you know what I'm saying?
No clue.
Like, when you feel something.
For right? a woman?
For an anybody.
This is deep.
You have to put it into words and then convey it to someone else, right? Okay. And they're never going to really know exactly what you mean. But like, animals don't have that. Animals just feel what they feel. And it's not just that I have to convey my thoughts to you. I think in language. I think in English. I think things.
Oh, see, I don't.
Well, I mean, you have notions of things in this abstract stuff, but once you start processing things, you start thinking about things, you put them into words.
No.
And so if I dislike something...
No.
Well, I'm saying I do. And I feel like it's a wrong thing to do. I wish I could just have that connection with
talking
people.
About the limits of language.
I'm talking about the limits of language. I'm talking about like the confines of language. I'm talking about how like if I dislike something, but that's not really the word for it, I'll turn it into dislike because it has to conform to the thought that I'm conveying.
So our language is not descriptive enough exactly for all the
I don't think anything will ever be descriptive enough for anything. You can't take something of a moment and turn it into words. And we have to do that.
Well, and that's why we take pictures of things.
Well, but you, Mark, you seem to disagree. Do you?
I think in shapes. I mean, I see a rectangle,
ones
a square,
and zeros.
I see a swastika. I go, okay, it's lunchtime. Time to eat.
Thinking beats. Well, what about you, Lee? Do you feel like that? Do you get what I'm saying?
I think I get a little bit of what you're getting to.
This is part of the problem, is that you could just see my mind and feel what I feel, I wouldn't have to try and put it into words what it is that I'm feeling.
Sounds like you're lazy and bad at communication.
I am, but I think that part of it is just a sort of like if a dog walks in a room and he's wagging his tail and kind of keening, you get the gist that he's happy.
I don't
happy.
Even know what keening means.
Listen, if when there a dog, ain't a word
when a dog, for it. When a dog is like, when they're happy, you know, when they're like
that kind of. If I hear that.
No, they're not whining, they're keening, they're like. Word dog. Okay, fuck it. A cat's purring. What does that mean? Define the purr. Contentment, happiness. But you know what he's feeling something, right?
Brad, words are all you need. Just learn more words.
I see what
learn
you're
saying. More words.
If you're sitting, a cat's in your lap and you pet him, he's purring. There's stuff going on in his emotions. There's things filling that
happens.
Thing.
You get an erection?
What you're saying
is that's beside the point, right?
Words are symbols for things.
Yes.
And you can't completely describe with audible these grunts that we, whatever we
right.
Well, you can do. Think.
But
on the other hand, I think there's something beautiful about the fact that like we try to convey things to each other, but we get a lot out of what we're saying to each other. You know, like sometimes without saying a whole lot in words, sometimes just hanging out with your friend, you're like, oh, look at this fucking guy.
And stand-up is dominated by words. You guys are both engaged in activity.
Well, I mean, they're important.
Words.
They're important.
Here's the thing. Stand-up, the less words you use to convey your message, the better it is.
Well, that's economy. That's just better
words,
for getting points and stuff. But you're right.
Still words, though. It's just better use of words.
Actually, the misunderstanding of words is part of what's important about comedy. Misdirection and things like that.
I would have no act without misdirection.
Yeah, no.
I'd have nothing.
I know.
I wouldn't have. I'd have maybe one joke.
It's a lot of puns. It's a lot of, not necessarily puns, but like...
But like,
a type of pun in the sense of you're saying, you're leading down this way.
Here's a picture of this. Let me put this image in your mind.
Right.
But guess what? I just flipped the image.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's, Pilates, it's not just an exercise. It's an actual woman cleaning my office
right.
building.
Exactly.
See what I did to your mind?
Mark, you're like that too, in the sense that I don't really like one-liner comics that much, but Mark is fucking funny.
Brilliant.
Doing it, but just because he is, I can't explain it really.
There's, I add
you know what, Mark?
A dimension of stupidity to it.
You just made me realize something that, there's no lying in the animal kingdom, but there's also no comedy. Other than like physical comedy,
well, you know
there's
what?
The hyena.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I know apes will laugh at each other, but as far as like
squirrels will throw nuts at you, and I think did you ever get a nut thrown at you by a squirrel?
No.
This happened a lot. Like growing up in New Jersey, you'd be under a tree. Squirrels will drop nuts on people.
Really?
Yeah, they really do that
to be dicks or to
be
funny?
Just to be jerks.
Well, I mean,
are you sure they don't have like babies around or something? Like,
well, but what I'm saying is like you have to have language to have. You don't have to have a language.
Tell that
comedy,
to Charlie Chaplin,
like,
okay?
Yeah, okay.
Tell that to Buster Douglas.
I was letting.
Tell that to Marceau. Okay.
Tell that to Harpo.
Tell it to my face.
Get out of my face, Mark.
I like getting inappropriate close to Brad.
I'm glad you brought up Buster Douglas because he's one of the who's the other silent comedian that everybody nut jocks, but Buster Douglas was the best.
He was good.
Buster Keaton.
But I said Buster Douglas is a joke. I knew
I would get it because
the boxer.
What I'm saying is you need language for the comedy, stand-up comedy, and it's a beautiful thing, and you get something out of it, and that is a, I'm not saying I envy animals. It's like I want to trash language and go back to just grunting, and even that's...
I don't like how you're discounting
you want the like mime. You want like Planet of the Apes where the apes were in charge and the humans were just like, they didn't know what to do. They were just like slaves and stuff, and they couldn't communicate.
You know that I don't.
I know that you do. I wish you could explain this to me in a way without using words.
Get closer
Let's
to
just
my
have
face
an entire
again.
Podcast without using
well,
words.
Well, Lee, I think, just got to see something. Most people at home don't realize that a lot of time...
What?
A lot of time, Mark will get really close to us.
I'll like get real close to Brad.
No one knows
and
it.
And he'll be like,
closer.
And I'm like cringing away.
Mark's a bully.
No, he just likes
just
to
weird.
Throw his weight around a little bit. He's
I just like
a,
it. I'm
he likes
weird.
To. That's him communicating
yeah,
something to me.
I like
body's weird.
How are we doing on time?
Show me someone who's not weird.
1,231 measures. We're
oh wow, we're
way behind, guys. Way behind on this thing.
Well, let me ask Lee some questions.
Yeah,
Lee, what's been going on with you? You got anything special to talk about? Any yeah, shout outs? Any?
You want me to reveal? Like you want
to. I mean,
personal.
You don't have to embarrass yourself. I just want to know. I want you to know we're interested in your life and what it's like. And I also wanted to ask your opinion on the comedy scene as an outsider.
I like it. As an inside outsider.
As an inside the artist, actor studio outsider.
Inside.
As a Washington outsider.
Outside the loop.
Yeah.
Like anybody on the outside, you look at things and you say...
kind of like maybe like a Dane Cook's perspective on comedy.
Outside in! Yeah, like... what's up with you? Second, what's up with us?
Yeah.
Us as in general.
Fetus.
Stand-up.
You guys might not realize this, but a supernova billions of years ago happened.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm here. That's fucking profound.
That's
so wrap
theory.
Your fucking little brains around that shit.
I know a Korean girl who would disagree with you.
A what?
I know a Korean girl who would disagree with you on.
She's creationist.
She probably wouldn't.
No, she.
I'll talk
believes
to her.
In Jesus.
Doesn't mean you can't believe that.
It actually does.
You
in
just
fact.
Can't take Genesis.
You can't pick and choose what parts of the Bible you believe.
What?
It's either all or nothing, baby.
Well, actually, you can pick and choose. Most people do.
But, yeah. Well, you can, but you
well,
can't.
Here's the thing.
Should, but maybe, or maybe should.
Let's go right
Actually,
to the beginning.
You should.
What's the beginning of the Bible say?
In the beginning.
It says the Bible.
Do your best, Charlton.
Chapter one.
In the beginning.
There's a foreword by Jerry Seinfeld.
It talks about the Word, and the Word was God.
Was
and it talks about the earth. And the
sorry,
earth
I'm
was
sorry.
Without form and void.
And it also talks about
and
God
it doesn't,
killing sea monsters.
It doesn't. Is that a David Cross joke? I can't be Catholic because I don't believe in monsters. Pretty funny. But the Bible doesn't give any indication that the earth is 2,000 years old. It says before there were people there,
no,
that the earth already existed.
Yeah, there was actually a guy
Mark
who Nunson. Did the math like to figure out how old the earth was.
I mean, we don't know.
But he did that by
genealogies or something.
Yeah,
that says, what,
like, well, this guy lived 900 years. This guy lived 900 mm-hmm. years. This guy begat this guy.
But if you read the very first, just read the first couple sentences of the Bible, it says, in the beginning... There was the heavens and the earth. The earth has been there since the beginning. It's been there for millions of years.
Well,
could be billions.
Billions.
We don't even know. We don't even know.
We do.
And there's, but there's light before he created the sun, which
we
is
do,
kind
in
of
fact.
Weird.
God damn it.
All right. You
Nobody
hate. All right, you atheist.
All right, guys. See what happens? God disproved. All right. Well, anyway,
exactly.
Lee.
God, bullshit, yo.
What else is going on with you, Lee? What's you getting any?
Besides going to hell.
Getting any booty?
You guys
it?
Need to ask me specific questions. That's too broad for me.
Mark, you got any questions for Lee?
Yeah, Lee. Which is better?
Okay. No, I'll ask him which is better. We're not ready for that yet.
We're way past.
Is it? What time is it?
13:29. We've never gone this far without doing which is better.
Oh, do we need to get into which is better?
Yeah, we got to do it.
I want
to
talk more about me.
Well, you had your opportunity.
Oh, wow. We're never going to make it.
The people care about me.
This is it be an extra long episode?
Long one, or stop it now and do a two-parter?
Are you saying nobody cares? It's a theme of your podcast.
No,
we should just
do a long one.
Want to do a long one? We'll go a little over. It's all right. We'll skip dreams. Yeah, I have some other things I want to talk about. We'll skip those.
Can we do them? Would they be irrelevant next time?
No, we can just save them for another show. Yeah. We could do like when we had Brian Bates on and do a two-parter.
Yeah, we could do that.
Is this funny, guys? Tell me if this is funny or not. We're talking about universe bullshit, right?
where we come from, universe.
I said the supernova exploded, and that's profound.
Right. The Big Bang was not a supernova.
So I had the
So like, you do that shit that people do.
The Big Bang, right.
That people are like, well, you know, atheists think that people... It's like, no, don't... That's not what they think. You can't say shit like that.
Nobody knows what happened. Nobody was here.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Okay.
Not bitching at you. I was on this thing. Yes, Brian Bates, speaking of Brian Bates, sent me this link to this Does God Exist debate on Facebook. And I made comments, and then people will be like, well, the thing is, atheists don't believe.
You get yourself in that like, huge fucking...
Oh, my,
hole.
My God. They're like, people
you
will like...
You spend hours and hours on that shit.
People will like... Get on there and say, atheists think that everybody should go to hell. It's like, what? They don't think that. It's like, atheists think we came from monkeys. Like, no, no one thinks we came from monkeys. We think that evolution...
We shared a common ancestor with ape-like,
right, yes, exactly.
More primitive creature. Yeah.
Right, but you
are you Catholic? Well, Catholics...
I shook my head for the audience.
But you
like,
can't...
Head, no.
And they're
but
the
you
biggest
can't,
denomination
can't,
in the world.
You can't have your first part of your argument be like, well... Atheists think that, you know, frogs shit gumdrops, and then describe how stupid it is to think that frogs shit gumdrops, because nobody fucking said that.
Here's the thing. Everybody who posts their opinion on the internet is stupid.
Well,
except
that's
when
true.
I do. Which
except
is,
for when
profound.
Lee does it.
That's
awesome.
Right. And I like to comment on how stupid they are with text on the internet.
Can I get to my idea? Like,
please.
This is
I'm
like,
sorry.
Like, you should do comedy. You can tell me, like, your idea is fucking stupid. You should never do it.
Don't do it. It's
I
stupid.
Have this idea that... So, like, it's the common elements that make up life. I would say carbon. Something along the lines of, do you
magic.
Guys realize that we're made from the same things that make up stars?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, but also, so are farts. They're also made up of this. It's funny, right?
There
right?
you go.
The key elements, like, the universe, humans, farts,
yep.
the three key
Brad
elements.
Brad liked it. You got to laugh out of Brad.
You got to laugh out of me. Well, I'm not saying you're not a funny guy. I'm just saying that.
Brad,
you've still got
that would kill it. Spankies.
I'm just saying there's like...
It's not rapey enough. Can a star raped a fart to make the universe...
You're onto something now, kid.
This is just for Spankies. Because you got to know your audience. The number one rule of effective communication is to know your audience, right? So,
wow. You just...
I like to not know my audience and just figure
like
out
to,
what happened,
like
what went
know,
wrong.
Know my enemy. I'm going to go to the bathroom. You guys finish
no,
talking.
No, I got to pee too. You want to cross streams?
No.
P2? You're going to take a public deuce here?
No, I'm not dude.
What do we do with Brad?
I want to go to the master bathroom.
No, that's off limits.
Are we still recording this bullshit? You guys going to edit certain things?
We don't edit.
It just goes, huh?
It is what it is. Could you imagine somebody still listening at this point? I tried to get us in the Which Is Better like 10 minutes ago.
I tried to steer away from. I enjoy getting drunk and having the belief versus non-belief conversation, but I've done it for so long it never goes anywhere. I'm like, fine.
Well,
let's keep it funny. Let's
you're not
going to
change
so
your
not
mind, and I'm not going to change
oh,
my
no,
mind.
No, I might. I changed my mind before. I could again.
Well, that's true. You could. What's it going to take to get you into creationism today? What kind of payment you looking
for?
Are
you for? A literalist Genesis?
Yeah, literalist.
By the book.
By the book.
Talking snake, the whole fucking nine yards?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you why now. I mean, Brad's back.
Oh, I love peeing because later I get to see what you guys talk
also
about.
Hey.
What, are you guys having a religious discussion here?
Nah, well, we were.
We're not going to do that.
Did you pull the talking snake out on him?
Do we love each other, like, as human beings?
Yes.
Like, atheist, creationist.
I don't even know what you are.
That's all.
Are you an atheist?
I don't think.
Are you an agnostic?
Well, that's probably. I don't believe that. I think it's less likely than likely that. Yeah, I'm kind of an atheist.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Nothing wrong with that. If you,
I say agnostic because that's the term that would.
I'm agnostic, and a lot of people.
It's a free country, man. You can believe
whatever
you want.
Believe what you want to believe. I think the whole spirit of being agnostic is, well, maybe spirit's not the right word, but is to just accept you don't know. And I mean, I'm not saying I don't know for a fact anyone is wrong. I also don't know for a fact that anyone's right, and I never can or will.
It would be kind of heartbreaking if only like 7.5% of anyone who's ever lived is going to go to the afterlife, and everybody's going to be tormented forever. We're talking about an extreme version of Christianity, maybe, or maybe not.
Be kind of cool.
Rick Perry is probably going to be our next president.
Oh, wow.
And he believes that.
That may be. I wonder what he does.
I don't think he'll win.
I'm an atheist, and I'm going to pray that he's not. Can I go take a leak in your bath? Yeah, I want to go to your master bath.
No. That's very private.
Can I ride your train, your Silver Spoon train to the
master bathroom? If you use the guest bathroom, I'll
just use this one.
All right, you go to the bathroom. We'll keep going. We're going to have to break this into two.
We have a guest bathroom for a reason.
Well, Mark, what do you think?
Man, this guy.
How's it going?
Worst podcast ever.
Oh, man. Our worlds collided. Sorry, guys.
Yeah,
I brought a fan.
It's not as depressing as Bates.
There's so much competition now. Yeah. I mean, there's the Corporate Juggernaut Show. There's Jesse's Terrific. There's so many podcasts. Lee is the only fan of comedy.
We got to keep bringing them on.
And Nashville, we
keep
have to specifically. This is marketing. Man. We got to keep. He's got to be our fucking fan. I saw him posting shit on Corporate Juggernaut pages.
He better not be.
He is already. He's an ultimate comedy happy birthday Gary fan.
Yeah, he's
and
not,
we're going to keep him.
He's not going Juggernaut.
Oh God!
What do they have to offer?
They got Gary fucking Fletcher, man. That's
I thought we had
got.
Him at one point, didn't we? He left us, didn't he?
I don't know.
Are we too old for him?
It's just like
we don't have anybody in our 20s anymore. We're all
Gary. He's like me with women with comics. He's like polyamorous. Like he comes over here, fucks us.
Yeah.
Then he goes over there.
Came, drank my good liquor.
Comes over here. Well, he made me a website. He's a good guy. We still got Chad Ryden.
Oh man, we'll always have Chad.
I think Lee,
he's doing great.
I used to know a guy named Lee. Lee,
I heard everything you motherfucker said about
Do you have any dreams?
I didn't, but I'm going to pretend I did. Fuck you guys.
Do you have a dream you would
you have
like
a dream you want interpreted?
Mark to analyze.
I had a dream. The little white boys could fuck real hot black girls.
See what he did.
I see what he did there.
Comedy.
Don't do it.
Comedy.
Don't get
do
into
you have
it.
A, do you have a dream? Tell Mark your dream and he will interpret it for you. What's the last dream? Do you remember your dreams genuinely?
I'll tell you this.
All right.
Because I'm brilliant and profound.
Yeah.
I usually realize in my dreams that I'm actually dreaming.
Is that right?
Which people coin that lucid.
That's
dream.
Lucid dreaming. Yes, I knew that.
But it's not like awesome. It's not like real life. It's like, I'm mostly like just watching a television show. Oh, this is not real and sort of semi-entertaining, but whatever.
Can you control it? Can you like make yourself fly?
Sometimes, but it's not real. It's not. Doesn't feel like it would if I really flew. It still seems like you're watching something like you're watching a television
show. I was saying that the other day. It's like, if I could live my whole life as a crazy person who in my mind thought I was like a sorcerer or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So
would that be a better life than having a real life that where I don't have superpowers, but it's real?
I don't know. Ask Don Quixote.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
you're talking about not being self-aware ever, which kind of reminds me of Nash Comedy.
Well, hey.
I like it. We know
now fucking somebody's going to punch me in the face. In the audience, the first audience member to get punched in the face by that guy.
Oh.
Don't worry. They don't listen to
this. Hello, 911. Yeah, we have somebody suffering from a coyote bite. Oh, there's going to be a roast. Well, we'll talk about it later. There's going to be a roast.
What do you guys say about me when it's in the bathroom?
You'll find out in 4 weeks.
Did you hear what we were saying to you?
No.
Yeah, you'll find out.
I heard
later.
Some of it. I didn't like what I heard.
Nah, come on.
Whatever. Grow up. Get a pair.
You
got to
get
thicker skin if you're going to do stand up.
Yeah. Don't do stand up, man.
Don't ruin your life.
Well, you know, maybe he'd be the greatest stand up of all.
Yeah, so we don't need that either.
Come on.
That's true. If you sucked, it would suck because you would suck. And if you were good, it would suck because you were good.
I was going to book you for this show at Zany's, but I was able to get Lee.
Then we get all
you're Prendergast.
Lee
and
would go
Darvis, so I'd have to be Lee Allen. I'm sort of like you or Brad Edwards.
Well,
so
yeah,
like
I don't
new Brad Edwards guy.
You'd have to be Leroy Digler.
You'd have to be
Leroy
Digler.
You do realize that.
That's all you would be.
You'd have to do that. You realize that, right?
Well, for a while, I thought Lee was a stand-up who I had just never seen do stand-up.
Gary Fletcher said when I used to come in to some of the open mics, he was like, I thought you were just this stand-up that was, like, too good to do the open mics.
Well, Joe
like,
Southers,
really, did I come across it? Was I well-dressed or something? What was
for,
it?
Yeah. For years, Joe Southers would go to open mics and not do stand-up
Well, no, he would
all.
Go to Zany's and not do – well, yeah.
He would go to Barcar and Spanky's
but
and stuff.
That had
He'd
to
go
do,
up, like, once out of every 10 times.
It was weird because when I first met Joe, he did stand-up every single week, and he did different stuff every week. He had a briefcase. He wore a suit.
Right.
It's totally different than what he does now. And then he, like, went back to school and then got away from it, stopped coming out for a little bit, and then he'd come out and just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't prepared enough.
Yeah, he just wanted to watch.
It was weird.
And that was the thing, like you
know,
were saying before. You stop enjoying watching it. I mean, unless it takes so much for me to
get
motivated
watch.
I'll go to Zany's to see you or to see a friend or something like that, or to see, like, a Bill Burr or, like someone who I'm really, really like.
Or somebody you love?
No, but it's not like I go to just see a show anymore.
Like, I don't just go like because comics go on Friday. I don't just go because whoever's there.
I'm looking at it through different eyes. It's sort of like if you went on a playground now and played, it would be different and weird. It wouldn't be the same as when you were a kid.
Right.
And once you cross that line and you become a stand-up, you're never going to enjoy the playground the way you used to. And it's never going to be the same. It'll be good in different ways. It'll be better in some ways.
Yeah, you can smoke pot there now.
Yeah, you can finger people. But... It's not going to be.
All your analogies break my fucking heart, Brad.
I know, man.
Don't tell everything.
I don't know. Well, all right. So don't forget to do. I was talking about Sean's birthday, and it made me wonder. You're how old are you, Lee?
Too old for this shit.
I'm in my Jesus year, speaking of the great debate.
I was thinking, Sean just turned 30. I want to go around the room. Everybody talk about when they turned 30. What was that? What was that like? Starting. Do you want a minute to think?
Yeah, sure. No, I got it.
Lee, what was it like?
Fresh in my memory. I'm 33. I went to Chicago. I got a friend that lives in Chicago, a high school friend, Leslie Shores, if she happens to be listening to her.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, hey, she's a colorist in Chicago. You can catch her on Twitter, colorist Leslie or something like that. I can't remember her Twitter.
Yeah.
But she had this boyfriend at the time who...
Steve?
you want to go? My story sucks.
I just thought his name was Steve. That's all I said was Steve.
I don't know why. It's funny. Please, Lee. Please continue.
What happened?
Is this some sort of inside? You
no,
guys brought
nothing
here
inside.
As a joke.
I said,
this is not even going to be
don't
play.
See?
Man,
yeah, we're not recording this.
You're a nervous wreck. You're a nervous wreck.
You're talking shit about me when I went to pee in the bathroom.
Yeah,
Lee, you're fine. We love you. Lee, we asked you to be here. We wanted you to
God
be here.
Damn it. See, went to Chicago. I had fun. This dude got us into a lot of places without having to wait in line because he was some big fucking badass dude. That hurt
right.
Or I don't even think that. It was a restaurant. Anyways.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. What Damien knows his place, I'm sure, because he's in Chicago. The Hancock building has like a 96th floor deal.
Yeah, I had
you've been there?
Dinner with Damien up there. When you go to the top and you can see the bay and you can see all the lights.
Spent part of my birthday there. We went to so many places and it was like really like almost made me believe in the Lord the way things worked out so beautifully.
Oh wow!
Wow!
No,
that's
really
what you're basing your religion on.
How good your birthday!
God got me in some cool clubs and bars, man. I believe in them.
If God could scare up some poon.
Water turned into wine for real, man. Turned into Jaeger is what it did. To be honest, turning 30, I was just like, fuck.
Did it phase you? You're like, it's over now.
Fuck people saying this number means something. So I was determined in my mind not to be affected by it. But then I turned 33, and I was like, 7 years now is so such a small amount of time. I'm going to be 40, I'm going to be 50, I'm going to die. I'm cancer.
Yeah.
And then you'll find the Lord.
Yeah. How about you,
right,
Mark?
Before I die.
You know, I didn't do much for 30. I was working where I'm working
deal?
Now. No, it wasn't a big deal. 30 wasn't a big deal for me at all.
No.
I was pretty happy at 30 because I was out of like working retail for like 2 years, you know?
Right.
And I had like a good job and I was in my first house I owned for like, you know, 6 months.
Yeah.
I already feel shitty. He already owned a home.
I know. He's so
but I got married when I was 21. I mean, I rented for 9 years while I was married, or 8 years or something like that. But but we didn't have a whole lot of money then. You know, to do a whole lot. So I can't even remember where we went to dinner when I turned 30. probably went somewhere and got like prime rib, like to a nice restaurant. I know it had to be prime rib.
Just you and the wife?
Me and the wife, prime rib, and I probably had Jack and Coke. Huh. And it was probably just like great. And then I probably came home and smoked a cigar.
Yeah.
That's like a...
But you didn't feel like, now I'm old. No.
I was feeling good, but, you know, I was just like, I didn't care.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, like, my wife is 3 years older than me, so she goes through all the stuff before me.
Oh, so you get a little pre...
And 40 didn't bother me.
Rolling a cradle?
I forget that you're over 40.
41 didn't bother me.
So, you know, 40's not even that old.
There's actually some studies out there, psychological studies that say your outlook on life actually gets better. Chances of depression are less as you get older, which wouldn't seem
good. Oh, well, that's cool.
I kind of, yeah.
Do you feel like the days go by faster?
I'm more tired at night.
Yeah.
But I really am.
I am too. That's what makes me worry is like I'm so forgetful and lazy and tired now. It's just going to get worse. I can't imagine being an old person.
It's really weird. Like when you do become 40, you really get an attitude like, you know what? A lot of stuff that used to matter just let it go. Like I don't care.
Yeah.
Just let I don't it go. Care anymore.
I remember I turned 30 and Jill threw me a surprise party.
Oh, yeah?
And that was a big deal for me. And like, that was a really great night. Really a good time. A lot of people came out. It was very special. I didn't really feel bad about getting older, but it did make me like do a life reevaluation. And like a few days after my birthday, I went down to a place called the Bar Car and did stand-up comedy for the very first time.
And the rest is history. And now you know rest of the story.
See, I was Lee's age when I first did my first stand-up set.
Wow.
Oh, no, I was 31 the first time, but then I didn't do it for two more years until I was 33.
That's why I envy guys like Jesse Case or like even like James Loss Johnson. And
I wish I would have started when I was like 22.
They start when they're young.
I saw Jesse Case do his very first Bar Car set. Nobody was around. You guys were talking at the bar, dicking off. For some reason, I was still there. I didn't really know you well.
It's Jesse Nova.
Jesse Nova.
I remember watching it from the back on. Why is this guy yelling at everybody?
He sucked the first... He
was shaking when I saw him at Zany's the first time. He was really shaking, which almost made me be like, I respect this dude because you can see
he's
in Los Angeles. He had Mark Maron on his fucking podcast. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. He's almost as big a deal as Chad Ryden.
So, yeah, you should start doing comedy.
It's not that good.
Yeah.
I started when I was your age, young man.
What?
Guys,
seems like when you're that young, you don't have an experience to draw from. It's like, I think I was talking to Chad about that.
Yeah, I wonder if I had started when I was young, what kind of comic I would have turned into.
Yeah,
I think it would be different.
I think I'd be terrible because if I would have started when I was like 21, it was like early 90s.
Yeah.
Or like if I started when I was 19, it was still in the 80s.
Yeah.
I think I would wear like jam shorts and like Argyle socks, man. You know?
Yeah. When I was in high school, I would do Chris Farley and Adam Sandler Saturday Night Live.
Well, I think, because much before I was 30, in my 20s, I was much more, I was easily influenced or whatever. You know, I was
naive,
much more, I would like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I would let other people's opinions mold me more when I was younger. By the time I was 30 and I was doing it, I was like, people were like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. Whatever. And I didn't listen to anybody, and I would just do what I wanted to do.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I would be better when I was in high school.
Well, I mean, in some ways you'd be better because you'd be doing it for longer, but...
But I remember I went to Christian high school, we had chapel,
mm-hmm.
and for whatever reason, this teacher, he said, I think he's put me on the spot, and he's like, hey, Mark, is there anything you want to, you know, say to everybody? So I went to the front, and I just picked out two people that went to school with, and I just started making fun of them, and everybody but those two people are laughing, and... He comes up and goes, okay, no, that was a big mistake. I'm sorry. And that was like the first time it registered. Like, oh, wait. How did I do that? Like, how did I don't even remember what I said to him about him, but like I put like two unlikely people, guy and a girl together, having babies or something like that. And
made some jokes.
Immediately just got cut off. And I was like, wait, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever thought about it.
That's a funny thing because Doug Stanhope has not really a bit about it, but he has a thing where he mentions it like, in school, they don't really groom you for what you want to be. Like, because he was like, when I was a kid and I was being the class clown, the teachers didn't encourage me and try and work on joke structure. They, you know, beat you down and told you to stop it. Yeah.
You had to fight it the whole way.
Yeah. So I think that's why there's this, I don't know.
But it's so weird. Like, that experience made me when I was like maybe I was just married, like 21. I bought that Judy Carter book.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Judy Carter? the
Comedy Bible.
Yeah, it was before it was called the Comedy Bible. Even it was like her. It was a small. It is. Yeah, it's the same lady. Yeah. She wrote a smaller version of that book.
Do you hold that Bible over the King James version?
I'm an NIV guy.
Yeah, he swears on it when he's telling a joke.
Yeah, no, but I read that and I go, I don't think I want to do stand up comedy. This is horrible.
Yeah,
and then I realized that book is actually a joke.
Yeah, I am.
Well, a joke to people.
It's a joke to a lot of people.
But I wish I would have started then. I got the book. I read the book cover to cover.
Yeah.
Five times, and I just didn't.
I had thought about doing it.
You learn stuff by reading books or doing the Barney Fife Impressionist guys show.
You know what? You do, from any book or any class or anything or any article, you'll always come away with one little, even if it's just one little grain of something you didn't know before. Because I went to the Rick Roberts class for comedy or whatever, and I did learn things like move the mic stand out of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you walk out on the stage, don't turn your back to the audience. To you know, when you're an MC and you're like, you don't, a bad way to MC is this, like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Lee Pendarvis is coming up. Let's hear it for him. Here he is. Here's next comedian. That's a bad way to do it. The way you're supposed to do it is say the name last. You say, all right, ladies and gentlemen, a very funny man.
Yeah.
Lee Pendarvis. That's how you're supposed to do it. And I'll still even now see working MCs who come up like, this next guy is Mark Anunson. He's really funny. Let him hear it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you did it
And like
wrong.
You're like halfway on stage and they're still talking about you.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Rick's class is great. I took his writing class. And I had been doing stand-up for like 5 years before I took it, but I was just kind of like in a really rut.
Right.
I was like, man, I want to try and learn how to write bits.
Yeah.
And I didn't learn that, but I learned, not Rick's fault, but I also, there's just
well,
a lot.
Well, you can't teach someone to be funny, but you can teach someone how to make a living at being a stand-up.
Right, yeah. You don't have to be all that funny to make a living being a stand-up.
No, comedy. No.
But I learned a lot about, okay, this is this kind of joke. This is that kind of joke. And even though it didn't change anything I did.
Yeah, but at least
like,
you had lingo and you,
yeah,
you knew
kind of,
about it.
I learned more about myself by taking the class. But if I never did comedy, I probably wish I would have taken
Rick
his writing.
Roberts' class was a mirror to your soul.
Yeah, exactly.
How much more we talk about comedy when Sean's not around.
Sean hates talking comedy. I wish I would have taken Rick Roberts' class like when I first started. Because I think I learned it all on my own, and I made so many mistakes like the first 2 or 3 years of doing stand-up that
you learned the hard way.
Getting all these laughs at Bar Car, and then I'd go to Zany's and just bomb, and I didn't realize that, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
This is a comedy club. This is a bar where just assholes are drinking and yelling.
Right. Yeah.
I could have saved myself 3 years of confusion.
Isn't the advantage of Zany's, though, is they're sort of primed to laugh, so if you come out there, they're kind of already have a smile on their face.
It depends. Like, if the few times I've emceed there for like a real comic, it's been like the easiest gig ever. You come out and you do your clean jokes, which are probably not your best jokes, and they laugh at everything. And if you do any kind of crowd work, you get a huge laugh. Like if you come up with anything on the spot.
Oh, yeah. He's talking about
and it's almost unfair how easy it is sometimes when you do so many shows.
It's so
like,
great though. It's like
last night I had to struggle
easily,
so hard.
Last night was hard, but
I felt like.
I mean, for me, you know, not just.
I felt like I did good, but I was like, you know what? It's not going to be like I'm just going to come up there and just spit out jokes. Right. You got to get everybody else.
You have the vampire joke I love. I've told you several times.
The vampire joke?
The thing about, you know, what's not real? It talks about the different kinds of vampires. And there's a big, there's a lot of vampire movies and books and all that shit out.
Yeah.
They won't stop with the fucking vampires. So you're like, the vampire's talking about some vampire will explain within the movie. Myths about vampires, and you're like, you know what's not fucking real? Fucking vampire, you know. But you do it awesome. It's a great bit. You never fucking do it, and it's awesome.
I do. I have a vampire bit. I'll bring it back. Sperm count Dracula. That's the bit.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah. Guys.
We didn't do any, which is better.
We're going to get to it. This is going to be a part one and part two.
Okay.
So why don't we.
Wait, do you think anyone's still listening?
Lee will be listening.
This has been the best
episode. Future Lee.
Hey, Lee. Hey, October 14th, Lee.
But we're going to stop here, and we will be back next week for the exciting conclusion
of Lee.
Should we tease them and let them know
Lee's
which is better is going to be?
Oh, we're going to do a which is better about...